Yeah, quite a labour intensive crop. This year we're looking at picking around 600 tonne of blueberries to harvest that 600 tonne over a 6 month window. We're looking at employing up to 240 pickers. As you see, we grow in a semi-hydroponic setup. There's quite a lot of crop husbandry involved, from pruning, a lot of crop manipulations. We're in the far north, so we do have increased pest and disease pressure compared to our southern farms. Generally, throughout the year, there's a workforce of 30 local labour employed to maintain the farm.
Rob King, you've overseen the expansion of this orchard for Costas in far north Queensland from only a couple of hectares to more than 40 in 3 years. What's the potential?
At the moment, the business is looking at getting to 75 hectares, and by Christmas this year, we'll have reached 62 out of that 75. They've got quite an aggressive growth plan in place. To date, you know, we've been hitting a few really good targets. It's given the business confidence to grow in the area. We're also hitting a low production window, which is the goal, to have winter fruit. So at this stage, yeah, we're looking to getting at least to 75 hectares. Who knows, could be more.
I do appreciate you giving me a little bit of an overview, my first foray into a berry orchard. So thanks very much for joining us on ABC Far North.
No problem. Thank you.
Peter McPherson, you're the general manager for the berry category for Costa Group. We're fortunate enough to have you in the orchard today as well on what is a busy time in your production cycle here in far north Queensland. Are your pickers starting to hit their straps?
Yeah, they are. Actually, I'm quite impressed with the quality of fruit that's coming off here today and the productivity, because we need a combination of both to be successful. And it's about the least handling you can do. As you can see, it's very labour intensive. But there's a secret to trying to keep the bloom on the fruit. Blueberries have got this white, waxy bloom. If you can maintain that through to the time of packing it out and getting it down as close to zero as possible, you'll maximise the shelf life. That could be 14 days, it could be 21 days. That's basically the secret to enjoying blueberries and keeping it in your fridge for a bit longer.
You drive down Beantree Road at Tolga, and there's row after row after row of white tunnels, and underneath those tunnels are thousands of berry plants. What kind of capital infrastructure does this venture represent for the Costa Group?
Oh, look, it's many millions of dollars. It's part of our whole footprint here in Australia. The aim is to get a 52-week blueberry supply in Australia, and we've now achieved that.
What role does Far North Queensland play in that matrix?
Oh, it's a very, very important role. I mean, blueberries have been the greatest growth product in produce over the last 10 years on a global sense. In Australia, the volumes have increased probably four or five times over the last 10 years. So winter production was, blueberries were virtually non-existent. So now with the combination of our genetics, our ability to grow, and this location here in FNQ, we've proven it to be very, very successful. And that's a good thing for the consumer, because the 52-week supply situation will see a more consistent pricing appetite for the consumer to rely that they can go out and get fresh blueberries 52 weeks of the year.
How does that affect your bottom line in terms of the commitment and the infrastructure that's quite visible just driving around the Atherton tableland?
Well, obviously, supply and demand are the two key factors that come into play, and the winter season is always been very high priced and kept a lot of consumers from able to put their hands in their pocket. But prices will come back down, but also you're seeing a huge increase in the consumption per capita within Australia, consistent with other countries in the world. And look, at the end of the day, the metrics will see that this will be a profitable industry going forward.
Peter McPherson, what would you describe as the biggest obstacles that you've had to overcome on this journey?
Well, in regard to far north Queensland, obviously it's the heat conditions and the pest and disease issues that are prevalent with those heat conditions. Normally you talk about blueberries being high chill, so grown in the very colder climates like Tasmania, or low chill, or medium chill, which we've normally been growing around the Coffs Harbour area. But this is virtually no chill. So again, a challenge, but we've been successful with growing these genetics in parts like Central Mexico, Morocco, and those sort of parts of the world which have similar climates.
And what does this infrastructure standing above us? I mean, I've got a slight sweat on my brow in the middle of winter here at Tolga. Is that what it's designed to do, make sure that it is quite temperate under here for the plants?
Yeah, it does. And I mean, it serves the purpose of mitigation of risk in terms of weather, wind, and also if there were to be some frost, it minimises that to a degree. It doesn't stop it totally, but it can do that. And the combination of that and growing in a what we call substrate hydroponic type manner gives you consistency of flavour in the product, yield factor, and you can really plot your journey out and plan accordingly.
What about the C word? Cyclones. It's a part of life up here. Have you factored that into your risk mitigation?
Yeah, look, there's been a couple of touches that have happened. What you see here in the infrastructure is as strong as you'll ever see worldwide with the tunnels, the calibre of the steel and the way they've been built. They're the most expensive tunnels we've ever put in the ground anywhere in the world. So, you know, the rare occurrence that and experiences that we've had here, we've lost some plastic for tears, etc., had a few little, you know, misshapen tunnels across the bow. But look, so far, fingers crossed, you know, we've been happy with the experience.
What about workforce challenges? You're a seasonal harvest industry. How dependent are you on a seasonal workforce?
Oh, look, very dependable. You know, in a lot of the places that we've been and developed the business, we've become a very, very large employer. On the north coast of New South Wales, we're probably the biggest employer. Now in Tasmania, we've been in down there for about 7 or 8 years now, and I think we are the largest employer, particularly in the northern area of Tasmania. Here in FNQ, again, there were some challenges there, but, you know, you've got a lot of the backpacker. We can bring the seasonal workers in. And we want to try and encourage the locals also to get on board with us as well. So we try to be fair. We pay by the book, do everything correctly. And it's about keeping a happy workforce. And in the 30 years we've been in business, we've been able to do that. But we don't need any backpacker taxes.
Peter McPherson, you've been immersed in the berry category for 30 years. What's the potential?
Oh, look, globally, I think, you know, it's unlimited. It continues to grow year on year. 10 to 15% has been the norm. And look, I can't see that changing. There are better genetics coming in stream, as we say, in the pipeline. We're spending a lot of money in research and development. We have a very good association, alliance with Driscoll's, the biggest berry company in the world. And together, we're going after those opportunities. And we've just started the journey in China. And that's a really exciting journey that we're looking forward to as we continue to develop the business.